A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them." Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, "I was at prayer in the city of Joppa, when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, and the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, 'Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat.' But I said, 'Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth.' But a second time, a voice from heaven answered, 'What God has made clean, you are not to call profane.' This happened three times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Just then three men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These six brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. He related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, 'Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you, by which you and all your household will be saved.' As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them, as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, 'John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit.' If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us, when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to be able to hinder God?" When they heard this, they stopped objecting and glorified God, saying, "God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too." The word of the Lord. A thirst is my soul for the living God. As the hind longs for the running waters, so my soul longs for you, O God. A thirst is my soul for God, the living God. When shall I go and behold the face of God? Send forth your light and your fidelity. They shall lead me on, and bring me to your holy mountain, to your dwelling place. Then will I go in to the altar of God, the God of my gladness and joy. Then will I give you thanks upon the harp, O God, my God.
Lectio Sancti Evangelii secundum Ioannem. Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd, whose sheep are not his own, sees a wolf coming and leaves the sheep and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters them. This is because he works for pay and has no concern for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I will lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. These also I must lead. They will hear my voice, and there will be one flock, one shepherd. That is why the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own. I have power to lay it down and power to take it up again. This command I have received from my Father. Verbum Domini. As a priest, we use different or various texts or books, missals, preparations to prepare, and they don't always have all of the rubrics with the which are the things in red. So we have like rubies or so rubrics, and so here on the lectionary it says in year A when this gospel is read, the following text is used. So this is year C. So presumably I should have used the other text, but here we are. And so forgive me, liturgists or whatever. So the thief in the other text, the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. The transformation of Peter's apostolic and priestly ministry. And so we're using the first reading mostly. So the transformation of his apostolic and priestly ministry is gradual and beautiful. Even after Pentecost, there were missteps, momentary lapses in good judgment, and very human, frail decisions. But beautifully, he was open to the Spirit and to authentic human mediation of grace and correction. In Acts 11, we step into a new movement of the Spirit, leading the apostles into ministry among the Gentiles. They had received the word of God, and in the thrice spoken words of the prophetic vision, what God has cleansed, you must not call common. So I wonder if Peter did not recall that our Lord had used this word so many times in his ministry. When he announced the year of Jubilee, the year of favor which began his public ministry, Jesus announced that lepers are cleansed. Then so often he willed it. He stretched out his hands, touched a leper, saying, I will it, be made clean. And immediately the leprosy was cleaned. In key now is the moment of washing of the feet, when our Lord, in reference to Judas, said, you are not all clean. In stark contrast is the way of abundant life that was opened up to the Gentiles who had already heard and received the word of God with joy. They had received the word through those who had escaped persecution in Jerusalem. And what had happened in Nazareth when Jesus had proclaimed Jubilee had been repeated over and again. Remember when he said there were many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them were cleansed, but only Naaman the Syrian? And in response, the Nazareans were filled with wrath and tried to throw Jesus headlong over the brow of the hill. So the Spirit told Peter to make no distinction, to make no judgment out of his fallen provincial considerations. And so, as with every disciple, we are to remember the Word of God, to have Jesus always in our mind, on our lips, and in our hearts, that we may follow the Spirit's lead. So Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he said, John baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit. So our Lord came that we might have life and have it abundantly. And this life comes freely through the door of belief in the word of Jesus, who is the word of God. So when we love him and keep his commandments of love, the Holy Spirit increases the effects of his indwelling in our hearts. And this gift of love increases the sense of communion among peoples. It overcomes the animosity and judgments that we make in our frailty about others. As our Lord says in John 10:16, I have other sheep that are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will heed my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. And with gratitude, we continue to welcome into our own hearts the gift of Pope Leo XIV, whose motto in Illo Unum, in the one, we are made one, reminds us that although as Christians we are many, in the one Christ, we are one. So our Lord, who calls together his family in peace and for peace. So to finish, the blessing of St. Paul the Apostle to the Gentiles in the second letter to the Corinthians 3:16. And now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way. The Lord be with you all.